Dear God, help us to hear your voice and to know more and more your presence in our lives and your abounding love for us. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen. Please be seated. If you're anything like me, eventually all of your Christmas memories begin to conflate into one giant thing. I have very vivid and fond memories of almost every Christmas I've experienced, at least since I was old enough to remember anything, but I really don't know when any of them happened. It could have been 2005, it could have been 2012, they just all sort of run together. Except for Christmas of 1998. That was the Christmas that I messed up. Up until that point, the way that my brothers, our dad, and I had handled Christmas presents for my mom went like this. Somewhere around the 20th of December. Oh, I should also note, my mom's birthday is December 22nd. So it's birthday and Christmas. Somehow, usually around December 20th, he'd say, "Hey, boys, this is what we're getting. Mom, here's how much you owe me. Y'all do the wrapping." He'd already bought it. It was taken care of. Piece of cake. 1998 happens, and the birthday present goes exactly like that. On the 20th, he says, "Hey, here's what we're getting Mom for her birthday. Here's how much you owe me. Now go wrap it." So we get to the Christmas Eve service at church, and I'm talking with a friend of mine, his name was Adam, and he asked a question. He said, "Hey, what are you getting your mom for Christmas this year?" I think he was proud about whatever he'd picked out and wanted to talk about it, so he opened with that. And I said, "I don't know," and my dad was standing right there, so I turned and said, "Hey Dad, what are we getting Mom for Christmas this year?" And he turns and looks and says, "Well, I know what I'm getting her. I have no idea what you guys are doing." So this is Christmas Eve in Suffolk, Virginia, and there was literally one store in the entire city open, and that was Farm Fresh. So I drove my brothers to Farm Fresh at 6:30 p.m., December 24th, and we bought literally everything in the store that was not food. We bought an M&M dispenser and then probably like 10 pounds of little M&M bags. We bought a pizza tray because that seemed great to us. We bought cooking pans. We bought utensils. And I think we bought a bunch of paper towels. And my mom was not very happy the next day. That Christmas is forever seared in my brain, and never since then have I shown up to Christmas without a present from my mom, because turns out that's the only thing that really matters. Christmas is funny though, right? This season where we're celebrating God incarnate, the birth of hope, the birth of love, the birth of eternity breaking into the mundane. Yet somehow, Advent season is when we find the basest of our instincts and act on them. It might be greediness, it might be gluttony, it might be stress-related anger, it might be talking bad about family members behind their back. Or if you're like me, it's probably all of the above. Somehow Christmas brings out pieces of us that are the worst of us. This holiday that's supposed to be so good and so generous and so loving, and it just turns into so selfish, so stressful, so angry. If you want to add a little bit more guilt to your Christmas Eve, you can take a quick read of today's gospel reading. We've got Mary here, the mother of Jesus, who gets some crazy news from a crazy messenger. An angel appears to her, but somehow in the story, she responds not by being surprised that there's an angel talking to her, but being surprised that the angel greets her so fondly. And then the angel tells her that even though she's not married, she's going to have a child. And in the story that we have, she seems to take this in stride and say, okay, here I am, the servant of the Lord. Let it be with me according to your word. All neat, all pat, none of the reactions that any of us would have. But that's the quick reading of this. And I think you miss a huge part of what the Christmas story is if you stop at just a quick reading. Now, I'm going to read a little bit into this story. I don't know if it happened exactly like this, but put yourself in Mary's shoes for Christmas, whatever year this was. She has to go to her in-laws' town of Bethlehem to be taxed. She's got a fiancé who hasn't married her yet. She has an angel who tells her that she's going to be pregnant and give birth to a son, that her fiancé is not going to be the father, and that all of this is God's will because God is happy with her. I imagine that in the long version of this story, there was probably a lot of tears, a lot of yelling, maybe throwing of shoes, maybe whatever her stress was. I don't think that it went quite so smoothly as this. And I don't think it's supposed to. Because part of the beautiful aspect of the story of Jesus is that Jesus was a human being. Particularly in Christmas, we get caught up in the aspect of the story that is Jesus was divine. Jesus was God. And somehow we miss the fact that while that's true, it's God becoming human that is what the story is about. It's God coming down and being born in a stable because there's no room for the family in the inn. It's God being born in the winter in a little backwater town west of Jerusalem because his parents have to be taxed. It's Mary having to wrestle with the fact that she's having this baby and everyone can see that she's pregnant. And everyone who knows her knows that she's not married yet. All of this is the Jesus story. It's not just about the lofty otherness of the divine. It's about the fact that the divine was willing to be a part of the mess of the mundane. And that's what I regularly forget, particularly during Advent, when you're running around all over the place buying presents last minute, or if you work for a church when you're working all day on Christmas Eve, you forget that the messiness of it and the brokenness of our lives is beautiful. And that's what God shared with us in the person of Jesus. And that's profound. Humanity, where we are, the muck and the mud that we live in, the mess that our lives sometimes are, God was willing to share in that with us. It's not that there's holy up here and it's removed from our mess and ordinariness down here. It's that the holiness of God is in and through the mess that we live in. And if we look to that and see the picture of the hope of redemption that Jesus is, it's so much more powerful. I was driving back this morning from my in-laws' house in Wintergreen, and the whole way home, I just listened on repeat to the Beatles song, Let It Be, because it seemed appropriate for this sermon. Now, I know that Paul McCartney says that the song has nothing to do with the Virgin Mary and the birth of Christ. He says it has to do with the dream he had of his mother who died when he was 14 coming and visiting him. But regardless of what he intended, There's some profound lines in that song that say exactly what I'm saying. It talks about, in my time of darkness, in my hour of darkness, she is standing right in front of me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be. When I find myself in times of trouble, Mother Mary comes to me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be. And when the brokenhearted people living in the world agree, there will be an answer, let it be. This is the message that comes to us in the mess, in the ordinariness of our lives, the stress of Christmas, the stress of being crammed into a house with your family for longer than you will be for the rest of the year, which always brings out some people's temper. The stress of trying to figure out how to get all your presents, the stress of hosting parties, the stress of making sure you get to the church services you want to get to and getting your kids to the church service that you want to get them to. All of this is what the story of Jesus reaches to. It reaches to us in our lives, in our ordinary day-to-day lives, but it's a promise too. It's a promise that while we are in this, the muck and the mess of our own lives, there's a promise of redemption, the hope of eternity, the hope of salvation. Both of those things are the message of Christmas.